drama at the Fashion Awards, and Scott and Sophia are back on. Kardashians Weekly starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Someday. Someday. Someday.
Another Kanye song, you guys.
Happy Pride Week.
Happy Pride Week.
Sunday.
Welcome back, everyone. Keeping up with the Kardashians.
All right, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Kardashians Weekly. My name is Shanti. It's just the two of us. Thanks for joining us, Rachel. How are you?
Great, Shanti. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Well, Dakota and Howard are out, but we do miss them. Howard's celebrating Pride.
Woo.
We're going to get right into it, but before we get started, we do want to say a big happy birthday to our founder, Maria Menounos.
Woohoo! Happy, happy, happy birthday. And this, it was her birthday last week, and it also was her 1 year anniversary of her surgery.
Oh, right, right. It all kind of coincided at the same time. And she celebrated her 40th birthday and had a big luau celebrity bash. I saw a bunch of pictures and it looked like a lot of fun. I don't know if you saw them.
A lot of fun.
And I just really wanted to take a quick second and say why I'm thankful for Maria and AfterBuzz, because I wouldn't be able to get involved in hosting if it wasn't for AfterBuzz. I've had no experience, and so just getting involved and having it is great, and so I'm really appreciative of it.
Likewise. Yes, Maria and Kevin as well have just opened so many doors for us, and it's truly a family here at AfterBuzz TV, and so I'm incredibly thankful. So thank you, Maria, and happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Okay, so let's get into the gossip.
Let's do it.
So last week, Kim Kardashian received the first ever influencer award at the Council of Fashion Designers of America's Fashion Awards on Monday evening. That's a really long tongue twister if you say that.
Yeah. And what did you think of her outfit? She was wearing this interesting see-through white outfit.
We actually have a picture up right now. It's kind of giving me like gypsy, like Egyptian vibes.
Right? What do you think? What do you think?
I mean, I like it. Like, she looks good. I don't know if it is something that I would wear to a fashion awards show.
When you know you won something.
When you're accepting an award.
Right? I agree. I think it's very chic. I really do love the whites, and her boobs look great in it. I know you're thinking it. I said it.
Yeah.
And she looks great, but, you know, I just thought she would get a little bit more, I guess just more for being,
something
for receiving
else.
A reward.
I totally agree. And when accepting her award, she made a little joke. She said, "I'm kind of shocked I'm winning a fashion award when I'm naked most of the time."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was maybe 7 years ago when I had a publicist and she asked, "What were my goals? What were my dreams?" And I said, "I just want to be on the cover of a fashion magazine." And she said to me, "Let's get some realistic goals because that'll never happen." And so, of course, I sent her my Vogue cover when it came out, an autographed copy.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, she's come a long way. That's all I have to say. She's come a long way, and I'm so proud of her. She's not only gone on one magazine cover, she's gone on multiple, and not just her, but her entire family. All the Kardashian and Jenners have had their fair share of being on the cover of a magazine. So
yeah,
kudos to her. I think they deserve all the success that they have.
Yeah, I got what you mean.
That they have earned, so good for them.
Yeah, and I think the best form of revenge is success. Like, mm-hmm. when someone says, "You cannot do this, let's get some realistic goals," that just, fuels you. And for you to actually do what you say you're going to do, regardless of what people say, I think that's great. And so I kind of like that.
She's had her fair share of haters ever since day one. Ever since
for sure.
The video leak, she's had her haters, and she continues to have her haters. But, I mean, mm-hmm. the haters have put her on top, so kudos to Kim.
I also think it's interesting that the Fashion Awards have their first ever influencer award. Like, social media is really starting to become a part of everything in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And for a fashion award show to recognize that is big.
It is. And I just feel like this is going to be, there's just so many social media influencers mm-hmm. now in our day and age with Instagram and Twitter. You just see so many people who make a living off of their social media accounts, mm-hmm. who are influencers. And there's just so many different fashion blogs and whatnot. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen next year, if they're, you know, who they're going to pick for
For sure.
For people to come. Yeah,
absolutely.
And speaking of the awards, so Issa Rae, she hosted the CFDA Awards, and she is on the show Insecure. So she hosted the show, and during her monologue, she actually threw some shade at Kanye, which is kind of crazy timing because we all knew Kim was going to be winning this award.
Right.
So what Issa said, she goes, I quote, "I'm about as fashionable as Kanye is black. Only when it's convenient. That joke was my choice, just like slavery." So, yep, I can see why everyone's talking about that right now. Because, I mean, Kanye talked about the whole slavery thing with TMZ. This was weeks ago, and I feel like it's still relevant. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's still people are talking about this.
Well, it's a really, really strong statement to make. So I don't think it's something that's going to go away fast. Mm-mm. And I just think it's crazy that the host mentioned it right in front of Kim Kardashian when she was going to be accepting an award. They're like, that's pretty big.
Very. And I have friends who were Kanye fans, huge Kanye fans, would listen to the Kanye album, like Life of Pablo. We were so into it. And I asked my girlfriend, hey, did you listen to Ye yet? And she goes, oh, no, because of his slavery statement, I don't listen to Kanye anymore. And
okay.
A lot of people have told me that.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think it is interesting. I mean, I'm still listening to him. I know what he said was a very strong statement that I do not condone and stand by, but I kind of push that aside just to listen to what he has to say within his music.
Yeah. Now, are you on the side that it's like free speech, so people can say whatever they want and their art should be considered separate, or are you on the side that, you know, you have a brand and you kind of have to go with it and you have to say things that aren't going to upset people?
Mm-hmm. I do try to keep my artists, what I listen to who are they are as a person, pretty separately. And I want to give Kanye the benefit of the doubt. I want to think in my head, like, he was just word vomiting everything in front of TMZ. But at the same time, it's like, just some of the stuff, maybe that was one of his bipolar mannerisms at the time. Like, I'm really trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. because I do like him. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to defend someone who says such a crazy comment like that and mm-hmm. means it and then just kept going with it. And how, so it's a very sensitive subject that it's hard to address.
Especially someone that's African American.
Yes.
That's the whole shocking part of it.
Yes. So.
Well, moving on to a little bit less sensitive topic, Caitlyn Jenner. So mm-hmm. as we reported last week, Brody Jenner and his girlfriend, Caitlyn Carter, got married near Bali, and Caitlyn Jenner did not attend the nuptials because of previously scheduled work commitments. But according to People, the Hills alum is pretty bummed that his father didn't make it. He told the magazine, "It was a big disappointment, especially considering that she had known about the wedding for a year." Now, the reason Caitlyn didn't show up was because she had prior work obligations to attend the Life Ball in Austria, which is a benefit raising money for AMFAR's research to find a cure for HIV and AIDS. I'm sorry. But what I heard was the celebrities that went to this Life Ball did not get paid for it. They got a free trip there. Mm-hmm. So they got, you know, a plane ticket there, but they did not actually get paid to be at the event. So why would Caitlyn Jenner miss her own son's wedding because of that work event?
No. I mean, I said this last week and I will say it again. If a parent of mine, especially a parent, if not a sibling too, misses my own wedding, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just, I think that is the shadiest of all shades you can just throw out. Your wedding day is supposed to be the most important day of your life. That's how, I mean, I bet that's how you're raised too. Just like, oh, this is very, this mm-hmm. means so much to me. And those who mean so much to you should be there on your day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very disappointed in Caitlyn Jenner for missing Brody's special day in his life. And so he has every right to be upset because yep. I would be too. I would be livid.
Something seems to be going on there. Like, Caitlyn Jenner just seems to be isolating herself from all of her family members. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a little bit bizarre.
It is. It's sad because they used to be so close. And some of my favorite episodes on Keeping Up the Kardashians was when Caitlyn was Bruce and how they were so tight-knit.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce used to take Kylie and Kendall to school every mm-hmm. day and
do
carpools and lunches and just be there all the time. And it just breaks my heart that so many things have changed to where they're unable, like, they just, they don't communicate as well anymore. And they just don't spend that quality time like they used to.
Yeah. It's like when he transitioned, it's, he became a whole new person, I feel like. And I don't know. I don't know them, him, who he was before, but I seemed to like his character better when he was Bruce.
I agree. I did too. But I wonder what she thinks about Kim and how she just made history, I feel. And what she did was Kim was very successful in freeing Alice Johnson. And so, as y'all remember, Alice Johnson was incarcerated for drug use and drug possession.
Right.
And Kim was able to talk to Trump and talk about prison reform, and she successfully got her out of jail.
How crazy is that? Like, we just talked about last week how she went to the White House to talk to Trump, and a couple days later, ta-da! It's like Kim Kardashian puts her little magic finger on it. I mean, it's insane.
And it's, I mean, kudos for her. That's so exciting that she was able to change, do that. But there's also so many other people who have the same story as Alice. So does that mean everyone else should get, you know, another look? It's just, I can see why, you know, people are hating from the outside because, you know, they know people that are in the same situation, and it's just because Kim helped Alice, Alice is free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do you think? Do you think?
I mean, you can't win them all. It's like she does a good deed, and then people say, well, what about all these other people? Like, let's look at the positive. She freed this woman, and she used her power for good, and let's move on. Hopefully she can keep on helping other people with similar cases that are still incarcerated for reasons that they shouldn't be.
Right. And apparently Kim was the one who told Alice over the phone that she was released.
Really?
So Alice had no idea, and she was on the phone. Alice was on the phone with Kim, and Kim was like, this is so exciting, you know? And she's like, didn't you hear? She goes, hear what? And Kim was the one who told her over the phone, like, you're being released today.
Yeah.
And she just, there were screams and so much excitement. And Kim, I know this because Kim just recently did an interview about this and how she is, like, one of her happiest moments in her life and how she really feels like she
helped out. She sent out a tweet, I think.
And yes, it was a tweet, too. Yeah, it was a tweet. Tweeted her excitement. The phone call with Alice was one of her favorite memories. Telling her for the first time and hearing her screams. And apparently they were just screaming for a solid minute. I mean, hey, I would too. The sobbing, everything.
For sure.
Because she was incarcerated for so long.
Right.
And was supposed to be incarcerated the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unimaginable. Mm-hmm. And so kudos to Kim doing something, you know, very meaningful in the world. I mean, you know, her beauty line is meaningful too to some people. But like this is pretty intense. You know, she going to the White House, going and talking to President Trump.
Yeah.
Like I'm happy for Kim.
I
would love for her to keep doing this. Because apparently she wants to like focus on a certain person. Like she's gonna go to the next
person. She's gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, she's gonna keep helping out. So
that's great.
I like it. Kudos, Kim.
Okay, well in other happy news, Scott and Sophia back together.
Well, apparently they never broke up.
Right.
Scott Disick and Sophia never broke up.
Right.
It was news to Scott when it broke that they broke up. Remember?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, on Monday they were seen grabbing lunch at Nobu in Malibu. Malibu. our favorite place, Rachel.
Our favorite.
And Scott downplayed the rumors. He wrote on his Instagram, we had no idea we even broke up, but thanks for thinking of us. And then Sophia followed suit by posting a picture of the two of them snuggling on a private jet, captioning the photo, my whole heart. But who isn't happy about their relationship still is Lionel. Okay. It's a hard word. It's a hard name to say, really. He said that he's going to cut her off and write her out of his will if she continues her relationship with Scott, as he thinks he's extremely toxic for her. Another insider revealed that Scott was really sloppy and could barely speak when he was seen with another girl at the Kanye West album listening party in Wyoming. Sophia was apparently really disappointed in the Wyoming photos and wouldn't talk to Scott for a couple days, but they hashed it out. And he smoothed things over like everyone expected that he would.
I mean, this is deja vu. This is exactly what he would do to Courtney.
Yeah, so me and Marie, we have a group text, and it's just like, obviously they did break up and they got back together. But like Scott's playing the whole angle, like, we didn't break up. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we all know you did. We all know she caught you and like she's taking you back. But don't try to fool us and act like there wasn't some issues the past couple days. Because we saw you.
Did we ever find out who the unknown girl is? I feel like there was no headline of who this mystery woman was at the Wyoming release party for Kanye.
I haven't heard about it.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's just a snake, man. It's like, you are in the public eye. People mm-hmm. are going to see you. People are going to mm-hmm. take pictures of you. Like, have you not learned? I also saw a funny meme on Instagram that was like, Sophia, didn't you watch the first, like, 11 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Like, we've seen this before.
We have totally seen this before.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, that age gap.
I know.
It's quite the age gap.
I saw this video of her at the gas station, and it was, like, a side profile, and she's just so skinny. And I was like, because she's 18. Like,
yes.
That's what 18-year-olds look like. They're just stick little girls. But it's just, it reminded me of her. Of her age and how young she is.
She is very young. And well, speaking of relationships, not only are Scott and Sophia together, but Chloe and Tristan are still doing well. They are together. And actually, Chloe showed up to Tristan's Cavs basketball game to support him. And so we have a picture here with him, with her at the Cavs game, supporting her man.
Mm.
And, you know, good for her. I mean, if she wants to make it work, I'm happy if she's happy. I mean, I still feel like the girls need to stay away from these NBA players.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I really do think that. But, you know, she has a baby True with Thompson.
Right.
Tristan Thompson. So trying to make it work. I feel it. Supporting her man. Go, Chloe.
And apparently they also made their way back to L.A.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Chloe wants to move back to L.A.
Right. But,
the game's over.
But why didn't they say anything about Tristan? It was like, I kept reading things that were like, Chloe and True have moved back to L.A. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why not all three of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, are they all coming together?
Exactly. The headline is, Chloe's coming back to L.A.
Yeah, it was a little confusing. Like, is he staying in Cleveland? But he wouldn't stay in Cleveland because there's no basketball right now.
Right, they're on off season. So I'd assume he'd come. Remember our conversation last week?
With and do the you Golden
know who,
State Warriors.
Yeah, do you know who won the whole thing?
The Golden State Warriors.
Okay,
won,
good.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's not the 49ers. This is what Shanti thought yesterday.
You guys. Last week.
Yeah. You know, again, we're not a sports panel, but we will talk about it.
It wasn't my finest moment. It wasn't my finest moment. It was really embarrassing. I got a lot of text messages that were like, Shanti.
It's all good. I love it.
Okay, so here's some interesting gossip. Kendall Jenner was seen out making out with Anwar Hadid, who is Gigi and Bella Hadid's younger brother.
Ah!
Oh. Hopefully that didn't hurt yours if you're listening to us on your podcast.
It hurt mine.
So here's the scoop. Just days after Kendall Jenner was seen out on a date with her new beau, Ben Simmons, which we reported last week, she has been photographed making out with Gigi and Bella's younger brother. Mm-hmm. The makeout session went down at an after party for the CFDA Awards. Which we've been talking about this whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Sources say they were cuddling for hours until Kendall left to her hotel solo at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first of all, this is weird because she is super close to Kendall and, Bella and Gigi. And it's like their younger brother and he's 18. Like, do you make out with your best friend's younger brother? That's not normal. That's weird.
No.
There's something going on here.
I have a feeling this was an intoxicated moment, and it was just, you know, she knows Anwar. I said his name right, right? Yeah, Anwar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like a drunken moment, like, hey, you're cute. I'm cute. Let's make out. Like, I really feel like that. I don't think there's really strings attached here, mm-hmm. but what is kind of oopsie is that she's dating Ben Simmons. Isn't that still true? Like, isn't she still dating Ben? So that's where I'm like,
I think she's just all over the map.
I feel like she's not tied down.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's kind of like empowering, sort of, you know?
To not have...
Yeah, like to be able to do what you want to do. Like, guys do it all the time. Why can't girls? It's not like she's doing anything wrong. She's single. But here's a different side of the story, which this is total speculations, but I listen to a podcast and they always talk about the blinds. And if you don't know what the blinds are, it's kind of like this, not underground, but hidden stories about people in Hollywood that, like, the public doesn't know about, but people behind the scenes know about. And first of all, the Blinds have been saying for a while, for a long time, that Kendall's a lesbian, which I have said, which everyone laughs about.
I know.
But they're still saying that she's a lesbian. And that they said that on Sunday, that the Blinds said that Kendall Jenner was a lesbian, even though it's come out before. And then, ironically, Monday night, she is seen making out with somebody in public, which, by the way, Kendall is a very private person. When have you ever seen Kendall making out in public? Never. So, the Blinds were like, she's trying to do damage control, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I thought it was very interesting, so I thought I'd bring it up. But it's also a little weird that it's with the younger brother, so it's suspicious.
That is interesting you said that. I could see how she would want to twist it. Yeah, because you're right. When have we ever seen Kendall making out with someone else?
Never. No. Never. Not even like Blake Griffin. Like, you saw them together, Blake Griffin, but you never A$AP saw
Rocky
them making
when
out.
She was dating A$AP. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Right. Totally.
Why? Yeah, why? And, like, that's just not, like, a makeout. She is on top of him.
Yeah, he has, like, bleach blonde hair here, which is weird because I don't think he usually has bleach blonde hair. And it's just, why do you guys do that?
Yeah. Wait, so, I guess, I don't think she's confirmed the Ben Simmons dating. It's just, like,
yeah, I think that
in the air.
Yeah, I think that they're just, like, seen out
that's
about.
That's what we're all thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Because he's no longer with Tinashe, that's for sure. It's just, yeah, I don't know. These celebs, they just kind of like...
They do what they want. It would kind of suck, like, if you were dating and everyone that you hung out with was shown in, like, pictures and stuff and publications. So it would just be hard. Like, you couldn't, like, live a normal life unless you were totally exclusive with one person. That's one thing. But if you wanted to, like, date around and not be serious yet, and then every single person that you so happened to talk to, it was shown on... you know, TV or the news or whatever, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, we have another birthday.
I know. So not only was it Maria's birthday this past week, it was also Kanye's birthday.
Happy
Kanye
birthday.
Turned 41 this past week. Mm. And Kim posted a very sweet picture of Kim. Excuse me. Kim posted a very sweet picture of Kanye here, and Kanye is holding Chicago, baby Chicago West, and the caption is, "Happy birthday, babe. It's been a wild year, but we're here, and life is good. So proud of you for dropping back-to-back albums and fulfilling your dreams. You inspire me to make the impossible always become a reality. Love you." It's very sweet.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's very sweet. And he had his birthday party I saw this past weekend as well. It was all over Kim's Instagram story. Mm-hmm. And they had a cake. Kim had a cake made for Kanye of the Wyoming mountains that were his
I saw that.
Album cover. And so, and it said in the green, like where it says, like, I hate being bipolar. Uh-huh. It's awesome. It said, "Happy birthday, Kanye." In that green.
They took it out.
Fun font. So it looked like a really fun birthday party.
Yeah. I also saw there was a magician going around the party, and they were doing all these really crazy magic tricks. Kim was posting a lot of it on her Instagram, and it was really cool.
And there were some fun people that I saw. I saw Tiana Taylor was there with her boo. But I didn't see many other Kardashian Jenners besides Kourtney. I didn't see Kylie or Kendall or Khloe there.
I think Kendall was there.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, you're right. I did
Kendall.
Kendall
was there.
I saw Kendall and Kourtney.
But I'm not sure about any the other ones.
Kylie is still being a mama. I just love how they all have these babies so close in age now. Mm-hmm. With Khloe, Chris, oh gosh, whoa, no. Kim, Khloe.
Chris the baby.
And Kim, Khloe, and Kylie have... their babies that, like, it's just so sweet that they all have little babies right now that they'll grow up together.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole second generation of Kardashians, man.
I can't
it's
wait.
It's coming.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get into the final segment of our show, which is Dash Grams.
Dash Grams.
Dash Grams, where we pick our favorite Instagram of the week that one of the Kardashians has posted. Mm-hmm. So, number one, let's get right into it. It's Kourtney's post. She posed with her two friends, Simon, and I'm not sure the other person, I forgot. And they're just giving us life.
Yeah,
I have it right here, too, if you want to look closer.
They're so poised.
She looks good.
Oh, wait, that's Steph.
Is it? Oh, my gosh.
That's Steph.
Oh, my God, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, that's Steph, who is...
She looks different from far away.
That's Kim's former assistant.
Right.
And also one of Courtney's best friends.
Which I thought was funny because we haven't seen her in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, usually, of course, she's Kim's assistant, so we would see her mm-hmm. every day. But we really hadn't seen her in a while hang out with the Kardashian crew. So I thought it was interesting that she was back around. Hopefully there's no bad blood between any of them.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I think she let her go easily and...
It's amicable.
Yeah, exactly. They're all still friends.
Okay, number two, we have a super cute picture of Chris. And do you know who this is? This is Dream.
Yeah, this is Dream.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, Dream looks so adorable.
I feel like she looks different. Like, every time we see her, she's really growing up.
Her eyes are gorgeous. Dream's eyes are so beautiful.
What color are they?
I don't want to say they're a full brown. Uh-huh. Like, I do see, like, a green tint in there.
Probably hazel.
And it's like more of a hazel. And also, they're just so big. Mm-hmm. And her eyelashes. I'm like, ugh.
She's super cute. We haven't heard of some Black China Drums in a while.
I know. It's been a minute.
But, yeah.
Apparently, she's still dating the young boy.
Wait. Is she pregnant again, though?
I've heard rumors, but I don't want to... I don't know.
Was it confirmed? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up... Kim K giving us life.
She's so beautiful.
She's super beautiful. I mean, she has a lot of makeup on and a lot of hair extensions, but like she's really beautiful.
I wonder what is the gold necklace? I'm trying to see what that is, but she, I don't know.
I don't know, but I think she's got to stick with the dark hair. Like,
yes.
It's just her signature look, and I think that she looks the best with that.
I do love the blonde. I feel like out of all the Kardashians, I think Khloe is the best blonde.
Agreed.
But Kim, agreed. Kim looks good.
Okay, let's do the next one. It's Kylie. She posing on a bed.
Yes.
Oh my God, how good does she look here?
It's like, well, she just had a baby.
I don't know where she is.
But I love how she posted multiple pictures. This was one of about mm-hmm. four pictures of her in this outfit, mm-hmm. kind of laying on a bed like this, looking sexy mm-hmm. as usual. And she looks good.
Yeah, I agree. I tried to pick my favorite of the bunch, and I picked this one.
I love this one. And I always forget about her heart tattoo. Y'all see that? Her heart tattoo on her arm,
mm-hmm.
the very back of her arm. And I always forget until she'll, like, you know, post... A picture like this.
I forgot, too.
Yeah. She's one little tattoo.
I guess she's got her baby body back, huh?
Yeah.
That was quick. I think that's what happens when you're
real quick.
21 years old.
And with all the type of awesome doctors and nutritionists and coaches to help you.
Yes. Okay, our final Dashgram is Kendall.
Kendall. She's so beautiful.
Like, what if you looked like this? Like, she's just gorgeous.
She really is. I love how on her Instagram she posted this picture on her story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was posting pictures that people were editing her. So she used people, like her fans were editing, like to make the colors all pretty. And someone edited her eyes to make them blue. And I just love how she was like, she's like, love the edits. And just kept reposting on her Instagram story of the fan edits. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's just gorgeous. She was my favorite last week, but let's pick this week. Which out of these grams do you like the best?
Dream.
Oh.
Dream and Chris. I think Chris is beaming. Chris is so happy. Like, and they call her Lovey as grandma instead of granny or grandma and Nana. It's Lovey. And Lovey super just looks cute. So happy. And Dream is so adorable. And I don't know if y'all noticed, she's wearing a unicorn headband.
Oh, yeah, for the unicorn party, right?
People are like, what is that on top of her head? It's like, okay, it might be a little floppy, but it's a unicorn. And she's so cute. I assume China was not invited, but was Rob there is what I want to know.
Yes.
I did not see Rob at this party, but...
Well, we're waiting for his comeback. We keep hearing.
I know.
I chose Kylie. I think that she looks so cute in this picture and relaxed and happy and... gorgeous. So that was my favorite for the week.
She's a MILF. That's all I gotta say. That's for sure.
She's a MILF now.
She is.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Be sure to like us on iTunes, subscribe, rate us, thumbs up, everything you got to do. Thank you so much for joining me, Rachel. Where can we find you on social media?
Yes, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard.
Awesome. And you guys can find me on Instagram @Shanti_Christina or tweet me @ShantiChristina. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.